the church calendar, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We are still in the midst of Easter season. But this fourth Sunday of Easter has another informal name. You won't find it on the official calendar, but this fourth Sunday of Easter is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Because every year on this fourth Sunday of Easter, the collect, the prayer for the day, and the readings that are assigned for this day reference Jesus as the Good Shepherd. In today's Gospel, Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd." And we also heard today the 23rd Psalm, which lays out for us so beautifully what the Good Shepherd does, what Jesus as Good Shepherd does for us, what we look to our Good Shepherd to do. The Good Shepherd provides comfort. The Good Shepherd knows us. These are Jesus' own words elsewhere in John's Gospel and in today's reading. "I know my sheep," Jesus says. "I know them by name. I know them individually." We are known by the Good Shepherd and cared for. Those who come to the Good Shepherd are revived and refreshed, protected, guided, and led in the right way, the way of life. This is what the Good Shepherd offers to us. It was pure coincidence, but as many of you know, I was away this past week at clergy conference, and sheep and shepherds were the topic of much of what we talked about. It's a pure coincidence of timing, but interesting that we found ourselves reflecting on shepherds at the same time that most of us were preparing to preach on Good Shepherd Sunday. There were two parts to the clergy conference. There was the clergy conference part, where we as clergy of the Diocese of Montana gathered together for fellowship and for instruction. That part of the conference actually dealt with the challenge of managing rebellious sheep. But the other part of the conference was our opportunity as clergy to be a part of the search process for the next Bishop of Montana. And we provided input and reflected upon what we hope for in that process and in the next bishop. At one point, or actually at a couple of points, all of those assembled, now these are all deacons and priests in the Diocese of Montana, all of those assembled were invited to just toss out all of their hopes and desires for the qualities and capabilities that the next Bishop of Montana would have. And there were a lot. Clearly, the next Bishop of Montana needs to be even more than Jesus in terms of the qualities and capabilities that that person will bring. If that person were to fulfill all of the hopes and desires of all of the priests and deacons in the Diocese of Montana. But in the midst of that, I was reminded that one of the primary roles, one of the primary functions of the bishop is to be a shepherd to the diocese as a whole, the shepherd to the clergy of the diocese. You may know that that very important role of the bishop is symbolized by the bishop's crozier, the bishop's staff, which is a shepherd's crook. Certainly in medieval times and more recently, that staff was often very ornate, crafted out of rich metals and jewels. But in my experience, at least, more and more recent bishops are taking as their crozier, as their staff, a simple wooden crook. It is a shepherd's crook. It is a symbol of the bishop's role to shepherd the diocese. Priests, of course, also have the role of shepherd. Shepherd over those who are within their flock. One of the reasons that I like the title of pastor, the reminder that having pastoral care for those in our congregations is a very important role of the clergy. On this day, the Sunday of the Good Shepherd, our focus traditionally has been primarily on Jesus. Jesus as the Good Shepherd, and what Jesus as Shepherd offers to us, to those of us who are within Jesus' flock. But I read once that that word that is translated in John's Gospel as good shepherd, could also be translated model shepherd. Jesus is the model shepherd. And that reminds us that not only are we the recipients of Jesus' pastoral care, not only are we those who are the flock of the Good Shepherd, but that Jesus as Good Shepherd is also a model for us to follow. We are not just the sheep in this image. We are called to be shepherds too. We are called, all of us are called, to be shepherds of God's people. Not just bishops and priests are called to be shepherds, hopefully, we will practice pastoral care as best we can, but also model pastoral care. Model pastoral care for those who are in our flocks, because all of us, are encouraged to follow Jesus' model as shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. The Good Shepherd. The one, capital G, capital S, Good Shepherd. But what I really want to do, what I mostly want to do today, is to celebrate and encourage all of those pretty good shepherds that are out there. There is only one good shepherd, Jesus, who is perfect in his practice of sharing God's love. That's what the shepherd does. There is only one good shepherd, capitalized, that is perfect in his practice of sharing God's love. We can never be perfect. But thanks be to God, there are a whole lot, many, many, many pretty good shepherds out there. Pretty good shepherds. And I hope that in our next bishop we will get a pretty good shepherd. Not Jesus, but a pretty good shepherd. One who does the best he or she can. One who does the best he or she can to model Jesus' practice of God's love and to practice sharing that love with all who will be in her or his flock. But mostly, I want to hold up and encourage all of you pretty good shepherds.
Oh, dear.
And those who are in the world around us. Just a few examples. These are generalized from my experience in parish ministry. I am thinking about specific people, but specific people that I have known over the years. People who are pretty good shepherds. There's Frank. Frank, the pretty good shepherd, who for year after year faithfully comforted and cared for his wife in her long illness. There are Betty, Rob, Joanne. Part of that long list of pretty good shepherds who have gently guided children in parishes as Sunday school teachers. There are Janice and Greg, who are pretty good shepherds, serving as soul friends, spiritual advisors, to feed and nurture the faith of others, feeding and nurturing as pretty good shepherds. There are Jack and Elise, pretty good shepherds who send notes of encouragement and comfort to others when they are needed, and who know when they are needed, when those words of encouragement and comfort are needed. And there are all of those pretty good shepherds who practice the sacred act of hospitality, who feed and welcome as a shepherd not only their friends, but the downtrodden, the hungry, and the desperate. All of those pretty good shepherds who practice hospitality, and all of those pretty good shepherds who know the names of the marginalized in our society, who know them by name and call them by name and cherish them as individual children of God. I've made up names for these examples of pretty good shepherds. I've given them names to stress that they are individuals, that they are real people. They are people whom I have known. They are people whom I know. They are people who you know. They are you. Jesus shows us and teaches us what the sort of shepherd that we are supposed to be does: to provide comfort, guidance and protection, to nurture, to know others by name and to value them for who they are, to offer refreshment. These are the acts of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and the acts of all of those pretty good shepherds who, as best we are able, share God's love. Today may be called Good Shepherd Sunday, and it is a glorious gift that we are given, that all of us are given, Jesus as the Good Shepherd, to shepherd our lives and our souls, to comfort and guide and nurture us. But I also like to think of today as Pretty Good Shepherd Sunday, a time to celebrate and encourage all of us, pretty good shepherds, who are out there embodying and sharing as best we can God's love with others. This is your day. This is our day. Happy Pretty Good Shepherd Sunday. Amen.